Press On with Jared Gunter of the Beaver Dam Church of Christ.
Hello again, neighbors. Hope you're doing well today. You know, they say a picture is worth a thousand words, and I think I understand the premise. You know, we can explain and describe things all we want, but seeing it makes it that much more understandable. I believe how Jesus uses parables is a very similar concept. He paints verbal pictures in these simple analogies that you can see in your mind, although, as we see with today's example, we may need some help understanding the application. One that I feel like I refer to frequently in my teaching and preaching is that of the parable of the sower. I talk about the soils of our heart regularly. And maybe you'll see the picture for yourself as we read here in Luke chapter 8, verses 4 through 8. Luke chapter 8, beginning in verse 4. And when a great crowd was gathering and people from town after town came to him, he said in a parable, a sower went out to sow his seed. And as he sowed, some fell along the path and was trampled underfoot, and the birds of the air devoured it. And some fell on the rock, and as it grew up, it withered away because it had no moisture. And some fell among thorns, and the thorns grew up with it and choked it. And some fell into good soil and grew and yielded a hundredfold. As he said these things, he called out, "He who has ears to hear, let him hear." Once again, Jesus has a great crowd on hand, and as we are yet another generation getting to read of this parable, the crowd has only grown larger, and we should certainly praise God for that. But here we have this sower, and he is freely casting his seed, and it's falling on four different kinds of soils. Only one soil was described as good. And then, as Jesus concludes, he gives his common admonition, "He who has ears to hear, let him hear." So with those few verses, do we get the message of the parable? Well, I doubt it, because even his disciples asked what the parable meant. They all get this mental picture, and I think our minds all go out to that field with the sower, but what was the takeaway? Thankfully, Jesus gives the explanation to his disciples, and of course, for us today. And so let's read verses 9 through 15. And when his disciples asked him what this parable meant, he said, "To you it has been given to know the secrets of the kingdom of God, but for others they are in parables, so that seeing they may not see, and hearing they may not understand. Now the parable is this, the seed is the word of God. The ones along the path are those who have heard, then the devil comes and takes away the word from their hearts, so that they may not believe and be saved. And the ones on the rock are those who, when they hear the word, receive it with joy, but these have no root. They believe for a while, and in time of testing, fall away. And as for what fell among the thorns, they are those who hear, but as they go on their way, they are choked by the cares and riches and pleasures of life, and their fruit does not mature. As for that in the good soil, they are those who, hearing the word, hold it fast in an honest and good heart, and bear fruit with patience." We may find it a bit confusing, the explanation that Jesus gives about the secrets of the kingdom of God, saying that it has been given to them, his disciples, to know, but that it's left in an ambiguous parable form for everyone else. Did Jesus really not want people to know the good news? Well, of course he did. I like what James Burton Kaufman said in his commentary on this passage. He wrote, "The same sunshine melts butter and hardens putty, and the same glorious gospel saves some and destroys others. But the difference lies not in the gospel, but is found inherently within men themselves. It is what a man is that determines more than anything else what he gets out of the gospel." I think the key takeaway is that Jesus' disciples wanted to understand further. Anyone who is truly asking, seeking, and knocking will be finding what they're looking for, as Jesus says in Matthew 7, 7 through 8. And really, that's the last soil, the only good, truly fertile soil that Jesus was speaking about here in Luke chapter 8. See, each one of us fall under one of these four soils. There are no exceptions. There's no gray area. The question is whether we're the good soil or not. Are we seeking the kingdom, following Jesus, to learn, grow, and advance in our journey of faith, or not? So in the words of Jesus, "He who has ears to hear, let him hear." Thanks for listening today, and Lord willing, we'll be back with more Press On next week. Press On is a production of the Beaver Dam Church of Christ. We're located at 1235 William Street in Beaver Dam, Kentucky, and can be contacted at 270-274-4451. For more information, give us a call or find us online at beaverdamchurch.com and facebook.com/Church of Christ Beaver Dam.
More Press On episodes are available for free on our church website and several top podcast platforms. Just search Press On Bible Podcast. Thanks so much for listening, and let's press on.